Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer. Matt Catrillo's got the day off, but we hope he enjoys his time. He and his lovely bride are going to buy a new home, so I guess
they already did.
Oh, they got moving day coming up or something, so he gets to enjoy the day off. Chris Elio will be at the anchor desk before too long, so we appreciate his hard work as well. So, and Joe McGranahan is across from me.
He's prouder than, what were you going to call me?
He's prouder than ever, or the Mr. Proud Joe. But Papa's prouder than ever. We happen to see both of his grandchildren in the studio today. So, boy, you are smiling. You love that baby, Jordan.
I love them both.
Oh, do you? Okay.
They're great kids.
Are they?
Yeah, the little baby's just so friendly, sociable. He doesn't mind being passed around. He likes to meet people. And
he likes to meet people.
Logan's a fine young man. He's just getting nicer and nicer every day. And hardworking kid, good student.
Maybe he'll be a salesman someday. Since he likes people
not.
So much. Why?
Well, that's what I spent a large part of my career doing, selling something.
You don't wish it on anyone?
No, not really.
All right.
Some of my best friends are salespeople.
Okay, and you like them anyway.
I like them anyway.
All right. So we have 3 degrees outside right now, and our real feel is 17 degrees below zero. We had a wonderful weekend shoveling some snow and chipping away at some ice, and I put some salt on the back steps today, and it did nothing.
That won't do.
Yeah, it didn't
do
anything.
Cold. Too cold for
and
that.
And it's the little round beads, so not only did it not do anything, it actually made it 1% slipperier.
Well, now you're such an environmentalist, I would have thought you'd be throwing cat litter around.
Well, this is that chromium magnesium that's supposed to be beneficial to the grass.
I see.
That's what they say. I don't know. It comes in a green bag. But anyway,
you'll buy anything, won't you?
Well, it didn't melt the snow. Plus, it's little round beads, which actually made it slippery on the spots where you were down to bare pavement. So, epic fail.
So it broke my neck on the ice melt.
Right. And strangely enough, the most dangerous place in the studios here is the handicap ramp. So
yeah, well, you could slide down that if it
was
properly
so
maintained. Well, the front steps, they've put salt on them, but apparently it was a little too late, so they're pretty slippery
okay.
out there, too.
Yeah, I saw them here working here yesterday about 6 in the morning. So,
old guy like me, I got to be careful going down them or I'm going to land on my posterior.
Hmm.
But well, there's not much you can do when it gets that cold that quick. It was 35 yesterday morning when I got up. And last night, well, just a few hours later, it was down to 9 degrees and it got even colder overnight. So,
well, yeah, it was 29 as I went home yesterday
morning. Hard to
stay
ahead of that.
So, yep. My church services were canceled, but yours were not. You Catholics have stuff no matter what.
We don't ever cancel.
Wouldn't that
we
be
We just
something?
Don't go if it's the weather's bad.
No, okay, well, I guess you have that. All right, well, yeah, the priest only needs to walk across the parking lot usually.
Well, I don't envy him that trip because it's downhill.
We have to wear, what are the spikes that hikers wear on the...
I have a pair of those that they pull them over your shoes and they have like little tracks
crampons,
and spikes on them.
I think they call them crampons, something like that.
I don't know, but they're rubber and they have the little metal cleats
in the
bottom.
Oh, I see, okay, so these
you just pull them on over your shoes.
They're studded pullovers of some kind.
Okay. I like them. I couldn't go outside without them in the winter.
Well, Joe studded most of the time, so we appreciate that.
Whatever
well,
that means.
Well, thanks for joining us, folks. This is On the Mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. That's your morning frivolity, so we got that out of the way.
Yeah, we can check that one off. Frivolity done.
Yep. Now on to the hottest issues of the day. Last week, we talked a lot about President Trump and the wall and the shutdown.
But now over the weekend, we've had all this other stuff, and this... Our friend Butterbread has already jumped in with something, but you have something you want to tell people
about.
So
he has an email.
He has an email,
right. We'll read that. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. And our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Lawson Shop. As for those businesses, we'll tell you at the beginning of the week, the same thing we'll tell you at the end of the week, that if you buy local, go to a hometown pharmacy. Eschew the big box stores like the CVS's and Walmart's.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Was a sneeze, wasn't it?
Not really. Thank you. But it's good to be blessed. It's just, that's sound advice anytime. But if you do buy locally, whether it's at a hometown pharmacy or one of the other local businesses or restaurants, every dollar locally gets spent locally 10 times over. That's why you have the Shop Small Saturday, where they encourage folks to shop small. Make sure you keep your small businesses going. And these are perfect examples. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy. Because when you think small, you're thinking big in your town. You're supporting local individuals who work at the business. You're supporting local charities, churches, pharmacy, their sports teams that they sponsor, you name it. It's a fundraising opportunity for your whole town. And guess what? You benefit. Half of them deliver. Some got drug take-back boxes, but they all super serve their customers. So please shop at your hometown pharmacy, those that we have named there. Throughout our program, you're welcome to email us at onthemarket@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
Well, you know, this Covington incident, the kids from Covington, Kentucky, really is amazing to me.
Start at the beginning might
well,
be sound advice.
I have our letter here from E.B., which is a good starting point. He said, you have to be a special kind of stupid to harass and chant build that wall at a Native American. Nathan Phillips is not only not in this country illegally, he is a military veteran descended from people who lived in America before any of us did. The actions of these idiotic high schoolers just proves that Trump's wall isn't about border security. It's about wanting to keep out anyone who isn't white, even if they were here first. Now, that one boy's mother is blaming black Muslims for her son's racist actions. Typical. MAGA types never take responsibility for anything. I can't wait to hear what some of the members of the Trump cult will say when they call into the show today. Let me guess. Racism is actually okay. It's really the Democrats' fault that this Native American was harassed Hillary. No matter what lame justification they float, the message is crystal clear. Make America white again. That's wonderful. You know, and like all of my left-leaning friends on Facebook, immediately they saw those red hats, and these kids have to be guilty. But then someone released, and of course their own high school apologized for what they believed to be their behavior. Right. Then someone else released video of the entire incident.
2 hours worth.
Right, which showed that the kids were standing there minding their own business when the Native American walked up and began beating the drum in this young man's face.
Chanting a prayer together.
And these kids were not chanting build the wall. There were other people there. There were some people shouting, you don't belong here, to the white people, or something about white racism. And the kid just stood there. He didn't back up. He just stood there, and he thought the best thing to do was to just stand there and
keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut, which is what he did. And, you know, he's all these terrible comments about this poor kid, and now it turns out he was just standing there. But this is, all the left had to see was the red hat, like our friend E.B. here. Oh, that's it. Red hat. They're racist.
But that's not what happened.
That's not what happened. It
really, what did happen? So you had the people with the pro-life march from this Covington Catholic school. They were there, some of whom have the Make America, the Red Hats.
Right.
It's called the Other Red Hat Society.
The Other Red Hats, right.
And they were there, but they were not confronted, but got belly up with Native American individuals.
Well, they were there for Indigenous Peoples Day, and then, of course, there were people there from the Women's March, and there was a black group there. I don't remember
the Women's
name.
March today.
Well, there were some people there for
Previewing,
right.
Okay.
Here's the story. It said, a Kentucky high school student was charging character assassination Sunday after a widely viewed video showed him standing face-to-face with a Native American amid a backdrop of jeering protesters in Washington. The video drew accusations of racism against Nick Sandman and other students from Covington Catholic High School, and the matter prompted school officials and the local Roman Catholic diocese to issue an apology regarding the student's behavior. But after other footage emerged, many people began regarding the situation as being more complicated than depicted in the original viral video, with some saying the school and diocese had no reason to apologize. The new footage revealed tension developing before the confrontation, with an off-camera voice heard saying, "White people, go back to Europe where you came from," as Nathan Phillips, a 64-year-old Native American man, stood inches away from the students banging a drum. Then apparently the same voice said, "This is not your land." The full context of the quotes was unclear. But Sunday, U.S. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky was asserting the students had been treated unfairly, and many people on social media agreed. Also on Sunday, student Sandman shared his side of the story in a statement. He said, "I believe that by remaining motionless and calm, I was helping to defuse the situation," Sandman wrote. "I realized everyone had cameras and that perhaps a group of adults was trying to provoke a group of teenagers into a larger conflict."
So a lot of misinformation out there. Yeah, WKOK inadvertently posted on our Facebook page the first confrontation, and folks immediately told us that this was precisely 50% of what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was from CBS. It was actually one of our automatic posts from CBS.
All my friends on the left needed to see was the red hats, and, you know, the Facebook posts were just awful. I mean,
the other red hat
terrible,
society.
Disgusting. Their parents should be whipped and pilloried for allowing children to behave like this.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if it weren't for this incident, you would not have heard much about the pro-life march at all, even though hundreds of thousands of people were there. Now, social media kind of covered it, so you knew it was happening, but on the mainstream media, they weren't saying much about the pro-life march, and some were talking about the women's march. I don't think that got quite as much coverage this year.
Well, of course, the numbers are way down. I think they had applied for a permit. I forget how many they asked for, but the women's march.
Okay.
Something like 10,000 people would be the total that were expected to show up, largely because of the anti-Semitic comments made by some of the organizers.
So that controversy is going through there. Yeah. I think CBS had a report over the weekend saying some people were going to go anyway. And one teenager who was going to the women's march today with a group of local women from a community said she's completely leaders are. She's just going because it's a march that's to represent women and that they're interested in following up on that. Well, it only makes sense that it wouldn't be as big as last year. I think, you know, the first one was in celebration of President Trump's inauguration, if
right.
you want to call it. In observance of that, or maybe in protest to that, or to make sure that was, you know, sort of talked about equally. But now, I think that message is out there. You know, many people are opposed to the president. Many people support the president. So it only makes sense that the march gets smaller. Although the pro-life march, maybe, I don't know where it was in relation to more or fewer or a lot, but it just seemed like a massive expanse of people there that were in Washington
yesterday.
Well, they
usually get several hundred thousand people at the
100,000, okay, several hundred, okay.
Right. But, you know, today is Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration day in this country, and Dr. King, I thought, taught us a lot about how to responsibly protest. You know, he would hold his ground, he was firm in what he was doing, but I don't believe he ever resorted to character assassination. And I don't think he too often jumped to conclusions. He was a thoughtful man, in my opinion, and when he made a statement, it was backed up by, you know, obviously, facts and by logic.
Well, there's a luncheon today at Bucknell University. They're going to talk about Martin Luther King as they kick off their MLK Week events. And one student was there when Martin Luther King visited Bucknell back in the 1960s. Oh. So that's going to be part of
there.
The observance. Yeah, he spent apparently some time there and made remarks and so on. So they're going to be talking about that today.
Well, Dr. King's legacy could go a long way if people really followed it today. Instead of, you know, he was confrontational, but he was never mean. He was never mean-spirited, in my opinion.
Nonviolent.
I mean, even when the rest of the movement, some of the other parts of the movement were becoming violent, he was often the lone voice calling for calm and reason.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would just love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. We're talking about this issue that kind of popped up over the weekend. Popped up during the day, became a viral video, and then probably not as widely reported would be the truth about what happened between some students from Covington Catholic Church, wherever
high
that
school.
Is.
Covington, Kentucky.
Okay.
You've heard
Thank
of Covington, you. Kentucky, haven't you?
I would not say that's top of the mind to me.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, I have now, so that's the important thing. And some individuals who were part of the Indigenous Peoples Day in Washington, D.C., and of course, some people throwing out some videos there without regard to what actually had happened there. So trying to spread some disinformation. Boy, it really worked, too. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
But to be clear, there's plenty of blame going around when you have all those groups there protesting. They all have an obligation to be respectful of the other.
And were they?
No, I don't think any of them were entirely.
Oh, really? Okay. So there's plenty of blame to go around, as Joe said. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately with your view on this. We'll be right back.
Sunderland Motors is bringing in the new year with the lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. So did you clear your driveway before the snow froze up? Is that how you did this?
I got here? Some of it out of the way.
Okay.
Managed to injure my wrist again, so.
Oh, my God, you're falling apart.
Yeah, I am. I'm the shell of my former self.
And 73 is your age?
Keep going.
Up or down?
Up.
So, okay, well, that's fine. Suffice to say, yeah,
don't call me elderly.
You're falling apart. That's all that counts.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, there's some, I forget the initials. Somebody said if you run into somebody and they use the word legacy in there to describe them and distinguished, and what's the O word? There's one word that if they use
old?
The words, well, no, O as in, like, ordinarily wise or something like that, and legacy and distinguished, those are the acronym is OLD. They're old.
Okay,
that's what they're trying to tell. So you are...
Can't imagine what the O would stand for.
I don't remember. Yeah, I can't think of it, but it's...
Not an oligarch.
You are both a legacy broadcaster and distinguished. And that means you are old. Okay.
Probably closer to extinguished.
Well, I'm almost 60, so I'm no spring chicken anymore either. No. I noticed that shoveling ice yesterday.
Yeah, well, believe me, that stuff was heavy. By the time I got out there, it must have weighed half a ton.
Well, did it weigh more, or is that, if it had been fluffy, light snow?
Well, it was okay when it was snow, but when the rain fell on it, that made it heavy.
Okay, but let's suppose it had never rained and it snowed the whole time, it would still weigh the same, right?
No, it would have been less weight.
What?
The snow, at least, is easier to deal with, and heavy, wet snow is harder to get a snowblower to deal with than light, fluffy snow.
So scientifically?
I would rather have 12 inches of light, fluffy snow than 2 inches of rain-packed wet snow.
Okay, which is what we, well, frozen wet snow yesterday.
Yeah,
so
by the end of the day, it was.
So the wet snow does weigh more than the light, fluffy snow.
Does to me.
Okay. I wonder why ice weighs more than
snow. I mean, a pound of feathers weighs a pound, no matter how
that's
you cut it.
That's what I'm thinking. Thank you. All right. Anyway, that's not what we wanted to talk about.
No. So, of course, the other big thing that happened over the weekend actually began Thursday night. I don't know whether you guys talked about it. The BuzzFeed bombshell report, now discredited, that cited two law enforcement officials who alleged that President Trump told his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a potential construction project in Moscow and claimed the negotiations ended months before they did so as to conceal Trump's supposed involvement. The claims were enough to prompt a rare statement from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office that the report was, quote, almost entirely incorrect. But BuzzFeed offered no corrections or no admission of wrongdoing.
Well, they have said that
they stand by their story.
Right.
Yeah.
So they think it's still right. But I don't think that Robert Mueller's office really debunked the whole thing. They just said some part of it's not accurate. Well, you don't know which part. You know, I'm glad they came out and said
that
inaccurate. That's good information.
Actually, what he said was that it's almost entirely incorrect.
Okay. So there's really no element.
I mean, there could be one thing that the president's talked to his lawyer. That could be the correct part. Everything else was incorrect.
Okay, but it's almost entirely incorrect. All right, well, that's fantastic that they came out with that statement. Yeah, I saw that Friday night. We immediately shared it and made sure that everybody knew that that had come out because, you know, CBS throughout the day had the BuzzFeed report, and so did we, and you know, local newscasts.
That astonishes me that all these news media people ran with it, and all the talking heads were saying, they were clearing their skirts by saying, if true, you know, but nobody took the time to see if they could verify the report. And when they got the guy from BuzzFeed, the reporter on one of the weekend news shows, they asked him if he had actually seen the documents that he was reporting on. Mm-hmm. He said, no, he hadn't.
But he heard about it.
But he says his sources are standing by what they said. You know, obviously, if that is true, it would be an impeachable offense.
Well, and I heard his remarks. The guy from BuzzFeed, his name escapes me, but he's about 1% famous now.
Anthony Cormier?
Yeah, something. Yeah, there you go. Right. It's got extra. It's hard to spell.
Okay. C-O-R-M-I-E-R.
So
Cormier.
Probably Cormier.
Cormier. Oh, he's French, eh?
The Phillies had a pitcher named Real Cormier years ago, spelled the same way.
Okay.
Sounds like a hockey player now.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So anyway, so he's saying that, and I thought, oh, wait, that's precisely what criminal defendants always say. You know, if they are truly guilty, they say, well, I'm innocent, and all the truth will come out when eventually the truth will come out. It'll be clear that I'm innocent. You know, I just thought it was interesting that he was saying that. That's the same shtick that criminal defendants and, you know, sometimes criminal liars say when they're accused, and truth is they're accurately accused, but they always say, well, it's a false accusation, so.
Well, don't you think if there were any truth to it at all that special counsel would have just kept his mouth shut?
Well, if it was completely true, he probably wouldn't have said anything. He seemed to have endured lots of leaks, some of which are true. But, you know, there's so much misinformation out here, you know, on this. And CBS reports some of it, and then it goes out through a WKOK. I know one site, I think this was in the clipping that you sent, talked about the top 10 biggest misstatements of the year
in the Mueller investigation.
Right. Yeah. Read stories. That. Is that from your clipping? Right.
It is. I don't think I printed the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Out. It
well,
was a separate story. It was a separate story that related to a left-leaning organization. I forget which one it was. Let me see if I can find it here. But they did. They came out. Okay. Here, the debate even prompted the left-wing outlet The Intercept to publish an article entitled "Beyond BuzzFeed: The 10 Worst, Most Embarrassing U.S. Media Failures on the Trump-Russia Story." So somebody...
that's a top 10 list you wish to stay off of.
Right. I think when I was talking to our caller, Chris, last week about, you know, when Steve was on the show with me, that we were talking about some of these media errors, you know, and here's a company, the left-wing company, that's publishing its own list of the 10 worst ones just on this one topic.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's too bad, you know, if the founders of modern broadcast journalism, the founders of broadcast journalism, if you could tell them, look, we're coming to a place where we will be able to transmit information around the world instantaneously, and people will be able to participate in a discussion, and there won't just be a few major reporters and broadcast outlets, that there'll be hundreds of them, and through that, you'll have widespread access to information like never before. They'd be like, oh, great, boy, think how the truth is going to get out.
Yeah, right.
Oops.
Well, you know, I think the media has an obligation. When someone like BuzzFeed puts a story like that, BuzzFeed has been so wrong before. I mean, this is not the first time they have had egg on their face, if you want to call this egg on their face. So, I mean, I would consider the source, if a respected news organization, and I would say like CBS or NBC, for that matter,
yeah,
even
CBS
ABC.
Is very slow, and they used all the qualifying words you described, saying that this is a report from them, and they said, we have no way to verify it.
But why repeat something you can't verify? What makes it a news story? The fact that BuzzFeed, an organization that's not exactly known for accuracy in journalism, suddenly puts a story out there saying that President Trump has disgraced his office, told his attorney to lie, and committed an impeachable offense. don't you think before you would run that, you would want to see if you could find out how their reporting actually came about?
What is, did anyone not run it? I certainly know most people did
Well, I didn't hear any media that didn't have it on. I mean, CNN, they were positively drooling at the prospect. Okay. I mean, they had all their talking heads on. They had him impeached. They had him behind bars. And one reporter even said he'll be cleaning, he'll have a mop and broom in prison. So, you know, and then they get mad at him when he says about Hillary, lock her up.
Well, we'll have a...
I mean, he may be guilty. I mean, at the end of this day, he may have done something
wrong. Well, maybe
wrong.
BuzzFeed will be right. They say what's going to happen is the Mueller report will come out, and you'll find out that this is some of the information that the team received.
But it is, to me, a cherished part of our American history and culture that you are innocent until proven guilty, that you are presumed innocent. But we don't do that with President Trump because people don't like him. I don't care for the man personally, but I try to give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, there are the crimes I know he's committed, things that bother me about him, the name-calling, the occasional misstatements of fact.
Ah, that's a good
one. All right, the frequent misstatements of fact.
Ah, that's a good one. Okay, he lies every time he opens his mouth. But in any event, the important thing is that with all the internet and all these other websites, there's probably more truth out there than falsehood. But the fake stuff gets,
so you say,
makes the headlines. Well, let's find out. Let's argue about it. We'll do that during the 9 a.m. hour. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Joe McGranahan is across from me. And Mr. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, enjoying a day off, we hope anyway. We hope he's enjoying it. Is Mr. Matt Cotrillo, so his substitute will be in
too
shortly.
Too cold to enjoy this as a day off.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they're outdoor hikers or not, but it'd be icy if you were out in the hiking trails today. So, all right, you're listening to On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com or do as one individual has done. Text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, you might want to sign up. Text Connect is an opportunity where we reach out to you via cell phone or pager with short messages and a link to tell you how to get more information if you're interested. It's breaking news, important weather updates. Whenever there's a major news item, like we sent out a Text Connect related to the weather over the weekend, but I forget what the specific topic was. Well, I'll go back and look at that. But in any event, it was weather related and dead celebrities. So that's what we get from the Text Connect system. You can sign up at WKOK.com, and we would just love if you'd follow us that way. Lots of people, thousands of people follow us on Text Connect. And so we'd just love you to be some of the people connected there. Some brief news headlines. Our internet is posted. Keystone Central School District was listed as a three-hour delay, but now the school district is closed. Weather authorities are warning of dangerously cold temperatures. A wind chill warning is in effect and will continue in effect this after the mixed precipitation over the weekend glazed almost the entire state with at least some form of frozen precipitation. All of that froze up with wind chills of 30 below or lower in some parts of Pennsylvania. Depending upon where you are, 10.5 inches of snow fell in Potter County, about 6 inches across the central Susquehanna Valley, most of which was weighed down by rain later in the day. Again, Winternet does have some announcements today, including the Zion Lutheran Church's Warming Center will be opening tonight. This is not exactly breaking news, but it is noteworthy. U.S. Senator Bob Casey is ending any consideration of joining a potentially crowded Democratic field running for president in 2020. Casey's statement Friday comes a couple of months after he dropped hints that he was considering a run for president, fresh off easily winning a third term in the U.S. Senate. Tom Marino doing just the opposite, quitting from the U.S. Congress. He won't stay in Washington. The five-term Republican congressman who helped steer President Trump's successful presidential campaign in Pennsylvania said Thursday he's resigning just a few days into his new term. So Tom Marino is out. Are you considering running for Tom's seat?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I may be the only person, male or female, in the district who isn't.
So who's the worst congressman we've ever had, Don Sherwood or Tom Marino?
Well, I don't believe either one of them are that terrible.
What?
You know, I understand some of the criticism of Congressman Marino. I mean, he is difficult to find.
The Where's Tom
movement. He has outstanding staff people, though, who, you know,
who
never fail
done.
To respond to a request for help. So,
okay.
Which means he's the guy that hired them, so you got to give him credit for that.
Okay. Well, some were there when he went in there. We know that to be true. But he did go through a lot of staff. You might not have followed it, but he went through staff pretty fast.
Who do I
Washington.
Think would be a good replacement? Fred Keller.
Oh, yeah. That's a rare opportunity. I hope he gets forward with the nomination. So you're right. All right. Finally.
Are you seeking the Democratic nomination?
That would be unwise and wasteful and probably prohibited at my house. So let's move on.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Finally, a Duke University team expects to have a product available for election year that will allow television networks to offer real-time fact-checking on screen when a politician makes a questionable claim during a speech or debate. The mystery is whether any network will choose to use it. The response to President Trump's January 8th speech on border security illustrated how fact-checking is likely to be an issue over the next 2 years. Networks briefly considered not airing Trump live, and several analysts contested some of his statements afterward, but nobody questioned him while he was speaking. Duke already offers an app developed by a professor and PolitiFact founder Bill Adair that directs users to online fact checks during political events. A similar product has been tested for television, but it's still not complete. The TV product would call on a database of research from PolitiFact, factcheck.org, and the Washington Post to point out false or misleading statements on screen. For instance, Trump's statement that 90% of the heroin that kills 300 Americans each week comes through the southern border would likely trigger an on-screen explanation that much of the drugs were smuggled through legal ports of entry and wouldn't be affected by a border wall. Can you imagine if we had the fact-checking, the Duke University fact-checking app during the presidential debates of last year or 2 years ago?
Well, you know, who's providing the data that they're going to fact-check against? PolitiFact?
PolitiFact, factcheck.org, and the Washington Post.
Okay.
Are they liberal?
Liberal organizations.
PolitiFact and FactCheck are liberal?
Not political. PolitiFact, I don't believe.
Which
so
one?
Much.
One of them is from Columbia University.
The Washington Post is
maybe
certainly left-leaning, so... You know, I don't consider them the paper of record.
Okay.
If they're going to fact check, I mean, it ought to be with the source of the material. For example, if he claims a certain number of people are coming across the border, who would you think would actually have that information? Homeland Security?
U.S. Border Patrol,
Border
perhaps?
Patrol, yeah. I would think that would be where you fact check, not a story written by the Washington Post. That's just my personal
opinion.
So then
you're back to traditional fact checking.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know... The Washington Post does assign Pinocchios for
for things that are false. All right.
Right. If your nose is growing, you have a problem with them. But, you know, at least in some regards, I think they're fair with that. But in others, I think they're certainly biased.
The Pinocchios?
To a certain extent, yep.
Okay.
I mean, they hand them out to Democratic politicians, too. Elizabeth Warren got a couple for her claim she was a Native American.
She got a Pinocchio for that?
I think she got a
couple.
Okay.
Well, Snopes had the details about her remarks, and I believe Snopes is the Columbia University one.
Snopes is Columbia University?
Yeah, which I believe is more reputable. So,
huh. Okay.
I so rarely use any of them. I just don't believe anything I hear anymore, so I don't really need an outside agency to assist in this. All right, well, we have true. Open phones. So far, the phone has not yet rung.
So give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. Maybe you would like to get your remarks. We talked a little bit about it on Friday. U.S. Congressman Tom Marino is quitting. As of Wednesday will be his last day in office. Then Governor Wolf has a week or so to call the special election.
Don't you think that 66 is a little late to be starting a new career?
To get a new job. Well, it might not be a new career. It might just be more of the same. You know, working for Moran. He's been doing that for 20 years now. So working for
I saw some
John
speculation
that's where
he was headed. But
right. Well, that's where he's got the best supporters, the softest ground to land on. So it'll probably be in that ilk of hard workers.
Well, unless it's paying substantially more money. I mean, being a congressman is a pretty prestigious job, and it pays fairly well.
Well, even if you're a bad one, though, it's a full-time job. You know, he's got to sleep in his office in Washington. He's got, you know, he has to commute back and forth at least on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a lot of work. And at some point, I think, especially for Tom, and since I happen to know him, I'm not saying this, I think after a while he just said, I don't need this. You know, you get a deep amount of criticism. He's done sort of more direct public service when he was a DA and a U.S. attorney. You know, then you're,
right,
you know, sort of definitely serving constituents in that manner within the government. But when you're a congressman, of course, you're misunderstood. And he still argues that his opioid legislation that he helped to promulgate actually helped the industry. But everybody who's informed on it and smarter than Tom says no, and it made it 20 times worse.
Well, and I see Mark Friedenberg has already announced that he's going to seek the post again.
Did he? Yeah. We did contact his people. We haven't heard back yet. But, well, he would get back into that. Mike Malisevich might be somebody to think about. Who knows if Chris Carney would think about that again. You know, of course, you have Fred Keller, Doug right. McClinko up in the Northern Tier is talking about getting
yes,
back in.
Yes, he's talking
it.
About it again.
So these are the folks who have run in the past, and so they would, I think, stand a good chance of having an interest in running again. When we were talking about the news media and President Trump, one of our texters sent us this message.
Says the news media won't verify anti-Trump lies because to do so wouldn't support their hate Trump narrative.
So well, not
that
all
would be,
of the news
that would
media.
Be one explanation for why they don't fact check a little more carefully.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're talking about Congressman Tom Marino. We mentioned in passing Bob Casey. It was almost a humorous statement when he said he was considering running for president. And, of course, no kidding was the unified response from everybody after he said he's not running. But we'd like your comment on some of these folks getting in and out of office. Tom Marino, like Joe, a lot of folks are very bullish on Tom's record in Washington, D.C. Folks, the more informed you are, the less you're likely to think he was an ideal congressman. But not worse than Don Sherwood. You wouldn't say that.
Well, I knew Don Sherwood better than I know Congressman Marino. I mean, he was not somebody, Tom Marino, I like him, but I wasn't close to him. But Don Sherwood and I worked together on a number of projects. I thought Don, except for his problem, was a pretty good congressman.
His lifestyle.
His lifestyle, right.
It wasn't a dalliance.
That's when Chris Carney won that election. I moderated the debate between the two of them.
And Bucknell, right?
Right. And he said, Chris Carney said, 5 years isn't a mistake. It's a lifestyle. Right there, the race went out the window.
It was over. Right. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Please call us. We got the open phones line right now. John, you're on the mark from Turbotville. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
I heard you mention the fact that Martin Luther King Jr., since it's his birthday today, he had a program in Bucknell in the 1960s. I attended Lycoming College in the 1950s, and Martin Luther King Jr. Spoke at our chapel program. And I thought, well, I'd just give you a little information on that. I don't know why I saved the bulletin of our chapel program. It's the only one that I saved in the 4 years that I went there. It was, must have been very interesting because I saved the bulletin on it.
But you don't remember it was very interesting.
Well, I have it here, and it says that his sermon topic was A Great Time to Be Alive.
Okay.
But I just thought I would tell you that in, we were a little ahead of Bucknell at the time.
Well, it was 58.
In the
1950s. Oh, yeah, it was 1958. It was at Bucknell. I said it was the 60s. It was 1958. And when was he at Lycoming?
He must have been visiting colleges in the area at that time, because 1958, April 24th, was when he was at ours and preached in our chapel.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I'll just call this up on my phone. Yeah, it just says 1958 visit. It doesn't say precisely when he was there, but okay. Well, probably the same time. Right, probably during a tour through college campuses and so on. Okay.
Well, that's true. I just wanted to mention the fact that I thought Lycoming got ahead of Bucknell for once.
Well, maybe they did. If he was started,
he may
in
have started from Williamsport
and moved
down,
south.
Right. Well, we'll pretend he did.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate your call, John. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 1-800-795-9565. And now we got an email related to Snopes and a text related to Congressman Marino. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. And we're talking about Tom Marino headed out of office. And the media's ability to tell the truth or vet the truth is sort of one of the things that Joe and I have talked about here. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Call us right now. Where is the media missing the boat as it relates to the reporting on President Trump and on Congressman Marino? What are we missing? 1-800-795-9565.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, 9:24 in the morning. We got 36 minutes left in the show. We need some callers, or we'd like some callers anyway. 1-800-795-9565. I can find no place where Columbia University has anything to do with fact-checking anything. So
you reported this erroneously. You made this up out of your head.
But I admit that it's fake news immediately. And, PolitiFact and the other one are run by other organizations. But one of our listeners knows about Snopes.
Yeah, she says Snopes got its start in 1994, investigating urban legends, hoaxes, and folklore. Founder David Mickelson, later joined by his wife, was publishing online before most people were connected to the Internet. As demand for reliable fact checks grew, so did Snopes. Now it's the oldest and largest fact-checking site online, widely regarded by journalists, folklorists, and readers as an invaluable research companion. Snopes.com is an independent publication owned by Snopes Media Group, and Snopes is the name of a family of characters who appear throughout the works of American writer William Faulkner.
Okay.
So there.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. So it's an independent function. And on the subject of Congressman Tom Marino.
One of our texters says, Marino did his constituents a great disservice running for re-election, then quitting less than a month into his new term. He owes his supporters, who gave him money to his campaign, a refund. Now, there's a thought.
Well, I think money supporting Tom Marino was wasted from the get-go, but this double wasted it. So, well, it'll go to other political candidates. So that's the upside, is that, you know, the funding still has to be used
for it. Well, unless this was a job that just came up, you know, somebody died or left and Now this great opportunity was available. You would almost think he had to know before he ran that he was seriously thinking of leaving. Or even if he had the idea that he'd like to pursue something outside of politics, you would think he would not have run.
Right. Well, it's
nobody forced him to run.
Maybe something's about to hit the fan and he wants to get out of town before that happens. So you never know. All right, 1-800-795-9565. I just did the news headlines. We do have an open phone, so call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We can do the email now. You can email us.
I can read it if you want me to.
Yep, please do.
All right. The only comment I want to put out there is I do not know why the president has to use the federal worker shutdown as leverage to get the funds to construct a wall on the southern border. There has to be something else. Of course, we Americans do not want them inundating our country and bringing havoc everywhere.
The pesky them again.
You're right. Everywhere imagined, causing this destruction to the federal workers' livelihood is just the wrong choice. The federal workers do not want the illegals either, so why use them as the example? Everyone knows Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer could care less about others. And if the president obliges their request and opens up the government expecting a discussion on the wall following that, I can almost guarantee you it will never happen. I am a retired federal employee. This situation is not affecting me, but it is near and dear to my family members. It is a poorly thought out trade-off for a deal, if you ask me.
Wow, and that from a very staunch, informed President Trump supporter. Saying that, well, and you know, that was a consensus from Republicans and Democrats yesterday on the Sunday talk shows when they would talk about the shutdown, is that using the wall as a wedge is poor policy.
But the president came out with, I thought, a very good compromise on Saturday afternoon. He offered the Democrats a lot of what they had asked for, things they had supported in the past, and he asked for his money for the wall. It seems to me that if nothing else, it was at least a starting point. I mean, he has opened up himself several times now to various proposals. He said he's willing to deal, and yet Nancy Pelosi just keeps saying no, no, no. I think even Chuck Schumer would be more likely to deal than she is.
What were the elements of his compromise? He still wanted 5.7 for the wall, so
that
wasn't compromised.
He offered $800 million for humanitarian aid, 3 years of protection for the Dreamers, 3 years of protection for
those. Right, but remember, the Dreamers didn't need his help until he decided to end a perfectly satisfactory system. So
which may be illegal. I mean, it's being challenged in the court. Suppose he comes back and it's determined to be, by the Supreme Court, illegal.
Which is...
Then all those people are in jeopardy.
There's a 50-50 shot that that's going to happen based Lawrence's worthless observation.
What he did is he said that when President Obama created it, he did it out of whole cloth. I mean, he didn't have any legal justification for it.
Let me see if I have the president's magnanimous offer correctly. One, you give me everything I'm asking for still, and I promise I will fix something I broke, the Dreamers system. So, okay, that's a compromise.
What's more important to you?
How about you just don't break the system? Wouldn't that be easier? All right, 1-800-795-9565. Really, the president holding out for the wall while keeping the government shut down. I think when you have a shutdown of a couple of weeks, it kind of makes a statement. But a month of shutdown, and now I believe it's this week, if not today, that the first set of workers are going to miss another check. And so the shutdown is, you know, it's become an onerous thing in the country. The president, of course, says he's willing to do it for years, if that's what it takes.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to have binding arbitration, like all the labor unions.
When the government shut down.
Right. Binding arbitration ought to be required. Everybody, we find an independent set of fact finders. And hopefully
you could participate in that. You're smart enough.
We could have fact finders who would determine what's fair, and then that would be what they have to abide by.
All right, 1-800-795-9565.
Because it's obviously our members of Congress and the Senate can't do anything independently.
One of the president's strongest supporters is lost on the idea of why the shutdown's being used, or the border wall's being used to promulgate the shutdown. What's your opinion about this? Is that sound policy? A lot of people stand by the president and say, stand your ground. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We had a caller standing by. I guess my introduction to this segment was too long. So call back if you can. We'd appreciate that.
Jim, call us back.
Yeah, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-WKOK. And that is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. All right, well, we'll take all comers here. We do have one call coming in. So I'll take a break. This will be the second break, and we'll get that out of the way. 1-800-795-9565.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Should the president hold out on this shutdown? He wants the border wall. He wants $5.7 million. He'll give an extension to the Dreamers system. He won't deport these individuals. But, of course, remember, they were in the safe and sound in the U.S. as children brought to the U.S. illegally until he decided, no, they have to go.
Hurry up. We have another call coming in. You don't want to drive this one away.
We'll be right back.
Sunburn Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks with F-150s marked down up to $14,000 and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome back. WKOK, I'm a little rusty on Monday morning. Turned on the wrong set of mics.
Well, unfortunately, there was nobody there saying anything that shouldn't go out on the air.
Right. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a buzz. So we're talking about President Trump using the border wall as the leverage for the shutdown, or the reason that he thinks the shutdown should continue. A lot of people, even including a lot of Republicans, think, you know, that's fine. You made your point. A month is enough. Democrats are offering to bargain in good faith,
All they're saying is give us what we want now, and then at the end of 30 days or after you do that, we'll talk later.
We'll talk. All right.
Yeah, right.
1-800-795-9565. The president is considering throwing the Dreamers a bone by allowing them to stay in the U.S. 3 years. But to that end, one of our listeners says the same thing Joe did.
The whole Dreamer system is unconstitutional from day one. Trump did not break the Dreamer system. It is illegal. What part of that don't you understand?
It's not that I don't understand it, Stan. I am pretty stupid. There's no argument there. I just don't think it's true. I think it's legal. It was made up by
President Obama.
Right. It was done so legally. It's a legal system, in my view.
And yet, if he could do it legally, if President Trump died to cancel it, why is that illegal? If one president did something, another president undoes it. Why is one legal and the other illegal?
I don't think what President
There's no
Trump...
law that says you can do something and nobody else can undo it.
No, I don't. I didn't mean to imply that what President Trump is doing is illegal. It's just flat wrong.
Okay.
Chris, you're on the mark. We got you.
Yeah. Hey, I think Marino, I don't know, there could be all sorts of things. He's because of health and whatnot, but... or just the desire to make some money, but it's hard to say why he bothered running. I would think it would be because he wanted to make sure the Republicans won, but they would have won that district anyway in all likelihood. But the other reason he'd be retiring that I can think of is that the Republicans lost control of the House.
Yeah.
And that makes your job kind of useless and frustrating when you're in the minority in the House, because you really don't have much you can do there.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe that is the case. But still,
I mean, he double-crossed the voters, but, you know, I take that as part of his character.
A double-cross, huh?
Right. Well, yeah, then he couldn't have known.
Cross. Maybe.
Well, in which case the Republicans in Washington, the GOP would just say, okay, we'll stay in office till you're sworn in, then resign, and we'll get another good Republican out of your district, and we'll go from there.
Maybe Lou Barletta ought to move into that district.
I assume there's no primary election in this special election, and the party leaders get to select there's no election for it's party influence, and the party leaders get to select the leaders, I believe. Is that true?
The way it was done before, and I was involved in this, and so was Ben Reichle, is that they called a nominating committee meeting, and all of the Republican Party representatives or counties sent a certain number of representatives to this meeting, and then the candidates were permitted to speak, and then that group voted and elected someone to be the nominee. In this case, it was when that I was involved with and Ben was involved with was when Bud Schuster retired, and we were on the committee that met to give the nomination to his successor, who turned out to be his son.
And smaller parties will be able to select people, too, I think, without signatures, but I'm not sure about that. And other anybody else who wants to be on the ballot just needs to get... 1% of 130,000 or so, I guess it is.
Well, I don't know what the
Democrats... 130,000 wins the vote or something.
The Democrats may do it entirely differently, though, Chris.
But it's I was just getting a complaint. I just figured I'd get Cindy upset because she'll want to come in and harangue about that.
About what?
And it is an unjust system. I agree with her completely.
Yeah, you're right.
But... the amount of lying in the Trump is, I mean, if you compare it to mistakes newspapers make about them, that usually get corrected within a couple of days and usually much faster than that, but not always. A couple of them ran for a while. But, now he never said Mexico would pay for the wall. You know, and what was the other one? Oh, he didn't say that, and now he was dealing with Russia all the way up to Election Day and maybe a little longer.
Okay.
After all those denials. And why would you take anything he says seriously when he admits things like that?
I'm sorry.
Whether Mexico is going to pay for the wall or not.
Oh, okay. Well, he said one way or the other.
And the Russia and the I have no dealings with Russia while he was dealing with Russia.
he kind of got outed.
So you believe Bud's feed is correct no matter what, right?
I didn't say that has nothing to do with Bud's feed.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with that. Well, I think he got outed yesterday when... Rudy Giuliani said that they had ongoing negotiations throughout the campaign. So they obviously had ongoing dealings. Now, Rudy Giuliani didn't follow them. He wasn't germane or, wasn't in on them. It related to real estate. But this idea that they didn't have any contact or didn't have any dealings with Russia, that turns out not to be true. They were negotiating real estate.
Everybody in the campaign was dealing with Russia on some level or other, it seems like, and certainly the whole family was.
But wouldn't he have a right to do that? He was a businessman. He was running a business.
And he has a right to lie to the American public all the time, but call him a liar then.
Oh, but seriously, I mean, would you fault him for negotiating?
No, I have to be serious.
He is serious.
I mean,
no,
okay,
you're not.
suppose that was known during the election. Don't you think that would work against him?
That he was negotiating with the Russians? Well, I mean, Hillary negotiated with the Russians on uranium. What was wrong with that?
No, she didn't. She didn't do anything like negotiate with the Russians on the... It was a Canadian company owned by a Russian that she was one-tenth part of. There were nine other people, divisions of the government that had to agree to it, and it probably never even much got to her level. She just got a report from a lower down that said, yeah, this looks okay to us. And there was no uranium being sold to the Russians, that whoever they sold it to illegally, this guy would get some of the profits from.
She should have looked into it, though, Chris. She should have looked into it.
There was no dealing with the Russians about that.
So you say, I believe the other side.
Well, look up the facts, Joe, and then believe the facts for a change, will you? And, about the shutdown, the way Trump usually does things, his whole business career is to make chaos and threaten the other side with destruction of the whole deal if he doesn't get his way. And that's what he's doing with the country. He's threatening to destroy America unless he gets his way.
Gee, I don't recall him saying that. I don't recall him saying, if I don't get my way, I'm going to destroy
until
America.
I get my way.
It's not in the campaign
the
material.
Shut down for 2 years, doesn't it?
Well, how are you being impacted by the shutdown, out of curiosity, Chris? Have you lost anything?
Nope.
Well, I think that's the problem. A lot of people haven't. Now, if the whole government was shut down.
Eventually, then that's the threat. And lots of people are suffering right now, and it's increasing every day. And eventually, it's going to hit me, because I'm dependent on the general welfare of the economy.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
I
think there's got to be a better way to do this than to shut down the government. But, I mean, I don't see that the president's been left a lot of alternatives, because the Democrats won't come to the table and discuss it with him.
What do you mean? He's the one who... How can you say that?
Easily. I just opened my mouth and out it came. Look, over the weekend, he made a serious proposal with some things the Democrats supported in the past. The Democrats have supported all of those things in the past. They've supported the wall in the past. They've supported Dreamer legislation in the past.
They haven't supported the wall in the past.
They have. In 2006, they voted for
border security that includes fencing and walls through where it was.
And I don't remember who it was, but there was a black congressman, a Democratic congressman, on TV over the weekend who said that walls make sense.
All right, we got to wrap up the call. Go ahead, Chris. Last word. Go right ahead.
Walls through the desert don't make sense, because then you have to patrol them just as if there was no wall there.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
Remember the walls of Jericho? How long did they last?
And they came tumbling down.
Only till the trumpet sounded.
They came tumbling down.
All right, thank you.
This will be a better wall.
The Lord will come, and Dan will finally realize that Trump is the Antichrist instead of the Christ.
All right.
Now you provoked Dan for sure.
There we go. All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. Cindy, thanks for waiting. You're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have to say that I agree with the previous caller that I feel like Representative Marino betrayed us. The way I see elections, and I have stood for election, is that it's a contract between the person who's running and their constituents. And they say, I want to work for you for X number of years, whether it's 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. And so we, the voters, we decide and we hire you. And I believe you're obligated to fulfill that term, barring terminal illness on yourself or a close family member. So if you walk away from that obligation, you have betrayed that trust. I can't fire you. None of the election laws here in Pennsylvania allow me to terminate you for violating that contract, or for me to collect any compensation for your walking away from the contract. So it seems terribly one-sided. You get all the benefits and the power that goes along with it. I get bupkis. And I think that's an ill-conceived plan, obviously tilted in favor of the politicians and against the electorate.
But, Cindy, it works the same way in private enterprise. I've hired people over in my career who accepted the job, and some of them even quit before they actually came to work because someone else made them another offer.
Well, that's not what happened in this case. In this case, he knew in advance he was going to quit. So I'm sure the Republicans, or his own thoughts were, don't let this district go Democrat, because that has happened in the past when you had an open seat. Get reelected, which you can do easily, and then you can quit.
But that's not true, Marty.
2 years for the interim to get going.
If you hired me, for example, and you said, I hire you to do this job for 2 years, I have an obligation to do it for 2 years. If that's the terms in the contract, you have promised you'll do this for 2 years. Just like when you see these sports thing would be a good example, and they want to get rid of a coach. They hired him with a five-year contract, and now they want to get rid of that coach. What do they have to do?
Pay him off.
Exactly. So his side of the contract is that you're bound to the five-year thing, where he can walk away. He should have to compensate the taxpayers for walking away from us, in my opinion. I don't think, when you ask me for this job for 2 years, it's defined in the contract, then you have to fulfill the 2 years, and your failure to do so is blatant skullduggery, in my opinion. Unless, of course, you have extreme extenuating circumstances like a serious, severe illness in a family member. If you could give me a good reason, which is not going into the private sector, or I've had it, those are not on the list. You know, you should fulfill your term. You don't run for election, mislead people that you're going to meet this obligation, and then 3 days into it, walk away.
Well,
that's
skullduggery. This is the kind of bad betrayal I'll take. You have a bad congressman who steps down. That's good news. Let's just accept it and, take it on face value and move on. No, anybody's
well, we
going to be a better
all the
congressman.
Time in lesser positions, and I see it the same way. People run for the school board, and then quickly into their term, they step down. Of course, this allows the school board then to pick the replacement instead of the community.
Often somebody who was voted out in recent years.
Which just manipulates who's sitting on that school board. And I see that as part of these kinds of events. So I'm very disappointed that he did this, and I see it, as Chris said, as a betrayal. I apologize for using the name. As the previous caller said, I see this as a betrayal. You asked me for this job, and I gave it to you.
He used your name, Cindy, so you can use his.
I try not to do that, Joe. I think that's inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we need to call each other out personally. I don't think that adds to the conversation. I know some callers like to do that, and I think that diminishes the speaker, not the person they're attacking. And
sure.
I didn't mean to attack that previous caller. I'm saying I agree with him.
Okay. No, I don't think you attacked him at all.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, 1-800-795-9565.
I take an exception to something you said? You said
thought
please. Congressman Marino probably ran because he wanted to keep the seat Republican. But it's going to have to be another election anyway to fill in. So what's the difference?
Well,
if he had not realized that.
Yeah. But I think it's not precisely the same as an open election. Yeah, I think if it were going to flip Democrat, it would have done so last year, not in the next spring primary when we have this election, which I don't think is going to happen anyway. I mean, the district is so Republican anyway. But I just think, they told him, just get in there, stay there, get reelected, and then we'll get you out, and we'll get you in private industry where you can earn more money and have less accountability, and you can fight your battles in private. All right, 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. They are on 4th Street in Sunbury with thousands of vehicles there, and that's where the Quick Lane is, plus the big truck shop and the body shop, and the Lincoln dealership is there. And then over on Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf at Runyon Road, that's where they got the Kia dealership. They have some select pre-owned vehicles there, but the Kias are there. And boy, I'll tell you what, you haven't driven until you've been in a Kia. They are just super reliable. They last forever. They got the greatest owner loyalty of any vehicle out there. Plus, they got Ernie and Austin making sure that you're well taken care of at the Kia dealership. So Sunbury Motor Company, full service, if there ever was such a thing, selling Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln, a premier service provider, which includes the Quick Lane, plus the huge truck bay, plus the master towing service, plus the body shop, and a car wash, you name it. If you got a vehicle, there just isn't anything that can't make it better off by visiting the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com is their website. We'll be right back. We got open phones right now, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com.
Sunbury Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks with F-150s marked down up to $14,000 and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we'll go right to the phone. Dan, you're up next, and then there's a caller waiting.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, people that voted for Trump, especially Christians, we know he's far from Christ, and he's not the Antichrist either. I think most of us were hoping for a president that would represent more our values in the system. you know, like a constitutional government instead of a left-leaning government. And that's why most of, I know loads of Christians out here that voted for Trump, and we aren't deceived for 1 minute that he's the Christ, or he's far from Christ. He's our representative, and we hope he does a good job, but I think people think we're dupes of Trump. Whatever he says we will do, that's far from the truth, because we like what he's doing, not so much the person. I didn't vote for Trump because I thought he was a perfect businessman and did everything 100% above board. It can be very dubious in business ethics, and I don't pretend to understand all of it, but I know things are done that we might not believe 100% above board. But that's why I support Trump. Not, I could have supported a lot of people that ran, but they never got to be the president. I like Pat Buchanan. He never got near the votes to get in there because he was trying to do it through the establishment way. And that's why I support Trump. And I don't think he's the Antichrist at all.
I had a feeling you'd refute that.
Yeah, but he... Now, listen, you know, he could go off the deep end. You know, then if he doesn't carry out most of his program, you know, he won't get the evangelical vote. But so far, I don't know anybody that left him because he's trying to do what he ran, his platform, what he ran on. He's putting great people on the Supreme Court.
All right, we got to cut you off here.
We have another caller
we have to take,
Dan. You guys have a great one. Good talking
with you. You too. Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. All right, Rick, you might be the last caller of the day. You're on the mark.
I just wanted to call to say that I would like to see my politicians that are voted in by a taxpaying citizen work for me as hard as they do for the non-citizen. You know what I'm saying there?
Yep.
I've never seen somebody work so hard. I just happened to get a new job when Ronald Reagan compromised with the Democrats back on the illegal immigrants. And the only person that was harassed was me. I had to have three kinds of identification to get this job, because there's not going to be no more working a job that's illegal. What happened to all that back in Ronald Reagan? What I say is, quite truthfully, there's a lot more to this wall than the wall. This is one that neither side, Trump's side's not going to give up on a wall, and the Democrats are not going to give up on not having a wall. So we'll just see who wins in the end. But I really would like to see my politicians work for the people that voted them in with the same vigor as a non-citizen.
Well, that's an interesting point. But what do you think? You know, sooner or later, we're going to have to open up the government, don't you think?
Oh, this 85 years now, who cares? I mean, they could just buy them all, hire another people. Who cares? Nobody's missing any of these.
They can't hire other people because they don't have any money to pay them. That's the problem.
You know what? Hey, that's up to the Democrats. They are in charge of the money. They're the ones that voted them into the office right there. Talk to Nancy Pelosi. Say, you know what? We're starving out here. I've had a rough 8 years, and I've never seen one person care about where my next payment was coming from.
No, Okay, Rick. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate your opinion. We're out of time on the program this morning, though.
Appreciate everybody who called in. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another argument about important topics as they relate to the U.S. government.
But it will be respectful.
Everybody's got an open mic here. We only laugh off mic. No, we don't even do that. This is WKOK Sunbury.